The COVID-19 case count climbs to 5 in Skagway, and a check-in with Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. There are 5 active cases of COVID-19 in Skagway. The Dahl Memorial Clinic has been testing close contacts since announcing the first positive test result last week. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with one of the Skagway residents who tested positive about his experience.
Last week, Mike O'Daniel learned that he had been in contact with someone who had tested positive for COVID-19. He said he and his family started quarantining immediately.
And then they called us for the test. We went up and took the test. And then they gave us the results in about 45 minutes.
O'Daniel's result came back positive, so he is now quarantining with his wife and son. He says his symptoms are mild, no worse than the common cold, and that his family is doing well. He agreed to share his name with the public to help health officials find contacts who may have been exposed to the virus through his family's hardware store.
I'm working with people all the time, and, you know, from everything from, you know, fixing appliances to loading lumber to working on a stove. People have kids and families and different things, so you just want them to best be able to have good information so they can do what they feel is necessary to do.
Employees of the Skagway Hardware Store were all tested for COVID-19. All of their results were negative, and the store is scheduled to reopen for curbside service starting Tuesday. O'Daniel says he wasn't worried about the public knowing he had tested positive. He figured the news would get out no matter what in a small town like Skagway. He says close friends have called to check in and people have been empathetic.
Right now it's just been kind of hunker down and kind of weather through this thing. We'll go take our retest here next weekend and see where we're at from that, and then another 7 days after that.
According to local health officials, there may have been transmission of the novel coronavirus as late as Friday. The municipality of Skagway has asked residents to shelter in place until Saturday, October 24th. That shelter in place could be extended if health officials find more evidence of community spread. Those who have been in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19 and those who are displaying symptoms of the illness should call the Dahl Memorial Clinic at 983-2025. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is offering free testing for asymptomatic individuals on the weekends from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. outside the Skagway Traditional Council Center at 11th and Broadway. So far, a total of 1,182 tests have been completed in Skagway since the pandemic began. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
Haynesboro School District students and teachers are completing their first quarter back to school with pandemic precautions in place. KHNS checked in with Superintendent Roy Getchell to hear how it went.
How has it gone? And how are parent-teacher conferences happening this year?
You know, if I have learned anything, and I seem to do that on a daily basis where I'm learning, but it's that, you know, you go one day at a time and do the best that you can. And if you had told me in July that we'd be here right now being able to do some of the things that we'd be doing, I don't know if I would have believed you. So I feel really fortunate that we've had such a successful start to the school year, even if it looks different. So parent conferences are going on as normal. They're over Zoom. But you know what? For some parents, that's probably more convenient anyway.
How have academics gone? Have there been challenges? How's that going?
Well, you know, the good news is, you know, and we're still analyzing our assessment data, and we give, you know, the most important assessments that we give aren't the ones that come out in the newspaper. The ones that we give periodically are called the MAP assessment, which really kind of gives us things that we can work on and adjust to just immediately. And, you know, I have to say I've been pleasantly surprised by how well our students have done. I think we were all gravely concerned. You know, I think all educators across the country are concerned about student performance and how they did with the end of last year being virtual and then so many changes. But, you know, our kids have done remarkably well and our staff have done a great job in keeping them up. And our parents have done a super job supporting us. So we're, you know, I feel I'm very hopeful And I've been pleasantly surprised, and we're analyzing that, and I'll have more information really soon. But it's been a pleasant surprise in that regard.
Is everyone still back in school full time?
We have been super fortunate with that. And so what I would say is that we're about 70% in person. About 30% of our families have chosen either a homeschool correspondence option through us or the virtual option. But what I have to say, and I'm super grateful for, is that our families have continued to trust us in one of those capacities. You know, I know enrollment across the state is going to be a big issue, and a lot of districts haven't been able to maintain their student body like we have.
And then there's also that extracurricular piece. What's that looking like at the Haynes School?
Well, we have choir going as normal before school. We have special face coverings that those students wear, which is neat so that you can still hear them. But since that's a higher risk activity, it was important that they have that face covering. And it sounds great. They're in our entryway, you know, singing on a routine basis. And that's just a sense of normal. Just hearing that has been great. So that's ongoing. Band is ongoing. The competitions for those is going to look different. Those will be virtual, as well as DDF. You know, our students recently went through a meet and they competed virtually. So that's going on. Volleyball is ongoing as well. We're following the mitigations that the state has put forward with that, with our own local additions to that. But it looks fairly normal. It's just that, you know, by now we would have had multiple matches and would have traveled and so forth. But so that seems to be probably the biggest difference that we have. But we're looking at safe ways to provide competition for our students in that. And we're working on that almost as I speak here.
That was Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell. That's all for your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.